Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You have to teach me how to say that in Chinese.
教我用中文说早上好。
But not today, or we'll be here all day.
但是今天时间不太够，我们今天就不学中文了。
I want to say what an honor and a privilege it's been to be with you here this weekend.
我很荣幸今天和这个周末和大家在一起。
And I want to thank the choir for leading us in worship. Even though I didn't understand all the words, my soul was lifted up to worship. So thank you for leading us in worship already.
谢谢诗班带领我们敬拜，虽然我不懂歌词，但是我的心，我的灵和你们一起在敬拜，所以谢谢。
This has been a very special weekend as we address this topic of what it means to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
这个周末我们有一个很好的、很特别的话题，我们都在思考怎么样能够把上帝的国在地如在天延伸出去。
For those of you who are with us Friday night, you know we started the weekend talking about embracing the kingdom.
礼拜五晚上我们的题目是要去拥抱神的国。
We talked about what it meant to understand the kingdom and what Jesus meant when he told us to seek his kingdom first.
我们首先讲天国的意义是什么，当耶稣说天国，他当时心里边想的是什么样的一个国的概念。
And then yesterday afternoon, we talked about what it meant to be a disciple, which is Jesus' core strategy to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
昨天下午我们谈的是门徒在耶稣他在地上一个很关键的策略，就是训练他的门徒。所以门徒的意义是什么？
Then last night, we talked about what it meant to experience the kingdom of heaven on earth.
昨天晚上的话题是我们怎么样经历神的国。
And that the most critical factor to experience the kingdom of heaven on earth is to have Jesus be our king, to have him reign in our lives.
我们经历神的国最最关键的一点就是耶稣他要在我们身上掌权，在我们心里掌权。
So now we're ready for the message of this morning, how to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
所以说我们今天早上的话题就很自然的要讲到我们怎样去扩展神的国。
Now, if you've been with us throughout the weekend, you know that Jesus' vision statement was captured in Matthew 6:10.
如果这个周末你都和我在一起的话，你就知道耶稣他有关于神国的他的宣言，他的意象宣言就是马太福音六章十节。
Your kingdom come, your will be done.On earth as it is in heaven.
你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that verse has led to the theme of our missions conference this year.
所以这也就变成我们这一次联合敬拜、联合崇拜主日联合社观和宣教年会的主题。
And if you've been with us, you'll recall that the kingdom has not only a spiritual aspect to it, but a material aspect and a social aspect as well.
你也记得我们这次讲神国，它不仅仅是在一个属灵的境界上面，也是在一个物质层次和一个社交的层次上面。
The material allows us to live having our needs and the needs of others met. The social allows us to live in right relationship with each other. The spiritual allows us to live in right relationship with God.
物质的层面就让我们和我们周围的人有物质上的丰富。然后人际上的层面是让我们和别人有一个很好的关系，那当然属灵的层次是我们和上帝要一个很好的关系。
But I repeat what I said earlier, the most critical factor in experiencing and extending the kingdom of heaven on earth is allowing Jesus to reign in your life.
我再重复我刚才说的一句话，就是我们经历神的国最最关键的一部分就是要让耶稣在我们生命中掌权。
To not only come into your life,And extend your life from earth to heaven.
不只是让他进入到你的生命当中，不仅是让你自己去经历神的国。
But to come into your life as king and extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
而是让他在你的生命当中做你的王，而且把他的国再扩展到外面去。
If you've been here, you'll recall that we've had two key numbers that we've dealt with already.
你假如和我们在一起的话，你知道我们也讲了两个很重要的数字。
The first was 300.
第一个是300。
And that's a conservative estimate on the number of verses in the Bible where God is expressing his concern for the poor, and he wants us to be concerned about them as well.
在圣经当中至少有300处讲到上帝很关心那些贫苦和受压抑的人，他要我们去关心他们。
And the second number was 40.
第二个数字是40。
Which represents the percentage of the people in our world living on $2 or less a day. Imagine trying to live on $2 or less a day, and 40% of our world does that every day.
全球有40%的人，他们每天的生活所需有只有两块钱的生活水准，可以想象他们的生活是什么样子的。
From this, we know, from these two numbers, we know that God is very concerned about the poor, and there are many of the materially poor still among us.
这个两个数字告诉我们，上帝非常非常关心贫苦的人，而且世界上有很多的贫苦人需要受的关心。
So a key question for us this morning is how do we extend the kingdom of heaven to the materially poor?
所以今天我们讲了一个非常重要的一个问题，我们怎么样把上帝的国向那些在物质上非常贫乏的人扩展出去。
Now one last reminder, we've had some gifts this weekend.
我再提醒各位，我们这个周末我们每堂课都有一个礼物。
So if this is your first time with us, you've missed out already on two gifts.
所以假如今天是你第一次来听的话，你已经错过了两个礼物。
The first gift was a mustard seed.
第一个礼物是芥菜种。
Which represents how the kingdom grows, and it represents what God has put in each of us, this seed that if it's nurtured well, can grow and allow us to experience and extend the kingdom.
它代表的是天国怎么样能够它增长，也是上帝在我们心中种下天国的种子，然后有可以让我们在天国在我们心中能够成长。
And the second gift was a fine pearl, which reminds us of just how precious the kingdom is, that we would be willing to give up everything to be able to embrace it.
第二个礼物是一个很珍贵的珍珠。也代表着天国在我们里边，上帝给我们那么美好的东西，让我们在我们心中增长。
So we've had quite a journey this weekend.
我们这个周末我们走了一场很长的路。
And speaking of a journey, you've just read our scripture passage for today, which is a passage on a journey.
我们今天的经文讲的也是有关于一个旅程的故事。
It's another of the stories where Jesus, like he did so often, starts a story with the kingdom of heaven is like.
正像耶稣讲到的，经常他是说天国就好像。
Jesus did this often. In fact, there's over 30 times in just the book of Matthew alone where Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣很喜欢用这样的方法去讲到，就在马太福音，他有30处在讲有关于天国的事。
But just a brief summary of this story: a man goes on a journey, and he entrusts his wealth.To three servants.
总结一下，有一个人要出门，他把他的财富让他三个仆人去管理。
One of the servants gets 5 bags of gold, one gets 2, and one gets 1, and they're given them according to their ability.
他有一个人他给了他10,000两银子，时代的银子。有第二个人给他5,000两银子，第三个人给他1,000两银子，都是按照他们自己的能力他分配出去的。
The one who received 5 comes back with 10 and receives great praise from the master.
那位收到5,000两银子的回来他又挣了5,000两，所以他的主人说他是又忠心又良善的仆人。
The one who received 2 brings back 4 and also receives high praise from the master.
那拿到2,000两银子的仆人也回来，他的主人也赞赏他了。
But the one who received 1 brings back just the 1.
那受到1,000两银子的仆人回来，还带了只是带回了那1,000两银子。
And the master has anything but praise for that master. In fact, the master calls him lazy and wicked.
那主人没有奖励这一位仆人，只是说他是又饿又懒的仆人。
The master is so upset that he actually takes that 1 bag of gold and he goes and gives it to the person who has 10.
我们也知道主人他很生气，把他仅有的那1,000两银子也拿回来，给那已经有了10,000两银子的人。
So what do we learn from this kingdom story of Jesus?
所以我们从这个天国的故事里边学到了什么？
Why did Jesus say the kingdom of heaven is like, and then tell this story?
为什么耶稣说天国就像这样，然后给我们这么一个故事？
First, The priority in our lives should be extending the kingdom.
第一，我们生命的最主要的优先就是要扩展神的国。
The priority in your life should be extending the kingdom.
在各位的生命当中，最重要的优先就是要扩展神的国。
The kingdom shouldn't be enlarging our own barns.
不是扩展我们自己的仓库或者是牛棚。
You know, for many years, when I heard this kingdom story of Jesus, I thought the servants were getting the money.
我很多年都认为这个看听了这个故事以后，认为我这仆人得到这个钱。
Now, wouldn't that be great to be a servant and by the end of the story to come away with 11 bags of gold?
我们都喜欢这个故事最后，我们都像那个仆人一样收到一万两银子。
You wouldn't need to be a servant anymore.
我们不需要做仆人了。
But that's not how the story goes.
但这不是故事的内容。
The master was entrusting his wealth to the servants while he went on a journey.
这个主人只是让仆人去帮他管理，让他去出去旅行的时候，他只是让他们把这个财富托付给他们。
And with the possible exception of the one bag given to the servant who originally got five, all of the bags of gold go back to the master.
我们知道那第一个仆人他带回来也一千两银子，可能是被拿走以外，其他的两个仆人的他们带回来的银子都归还给主人。
There were other rewards that were coming to the first two servants, but it wasn't the bags of gold.
那另外两位仆人他们肯定是得了奖赏，但是奖赏不是金钱。
And the same is true in the kingdom.
我们在天国里也是这样。
Jesus calls us to make extending his kingdom our very top priority in our lives.
耶稣的呼召是让我们把拓展神的国在我们生命当中最重要的使命。
We should seek it before all other things.
我们在寻求任何事情之前，我们要先寻求神的国。
Yet, if we're honest, we live in a world that is much more focused on enlarging our own barns.
假如我们诚实的话，我们必须承认我们在生命当中，我们经常是要把我们自己的财富增加。
And even within the evangelical church, I'm afraid that we don't look a whole lot different than the world.
包括在福音派教会里边，我们和世界没有什么两样。
And I'm afraid to admit that Jesus referred to such people as fools.
我只能说，耶稣对这些人说，他们都是愚笨的人。
So what is the priority in your life?
所以你们生命当中的优先是在哪里？
We've been given this huge, huge task of extending the kingdom of heaven to earth.
上帝给我们一个这么巨大的扩展神的国的这么一个任务。
And the only way we're going to see the kingdom of heaven come to earth is if we realize Jesus' vision should be our top priority and make it such in our lives.
我们唯一能够做到的，我们能够想到的是天国在地上。这是需要我们要去拓展神的国。
We are the means. The church is the means that Jesus wants to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我们是耶稣他要把天国在地上拓展的途径，教会是他的途径，他的手段。
So that's the top priority we learn from this kingdom story of Jesus.
这是我们从这个故事当中学到的第一个最优先的。
But this story teaches us another priority as well.
他这故事也告诉我们另外一个优先。
It teaches us that we should focus our lives on enhancing our abilities to extend the kingdom.
另外一个优先就是我们要自己要装备自己能够成为扩展神的国的精兵。
Do you remember how the master decided who got five, who got two, and who got one? The passage tells us that it was based on their abilities.
故事讲到主人把他的财富托付给仆人，按照他们自己的能力。
We never learn what the person who got five bags of gold did to receive five bags of gold.
故事并没有说为什么第一个仆人得到五千两银子。
But in all likelihood, it resulted from years of service to the master.
很有可能他已经为主人做了很多年的工。
It resulted from years of hard work.
辛勤的工作了很多年。
So what are your abilities to extend the kingdom?
我们自己扩展神的国的能力在哪里呢？
If you were the master, how many bags of gold would you give you?
假如你自己是主人的话，你给你自己会有几千两银子呢？
Are you taking steps to enhance your abilities to extend the kingdom?
你们是不是自己在努力的能够培养自己的能力呢？
We need to be identifying ways that we can be effective in extending the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我们必须要寻找我们怎么能够有效地扩展神的国。
Now, Peer Servants, the organization I lead, that's what's led us to focus on Christian microfinance.
平等仆人，我们这个机构就是要在在基督徒当中，我们要开展这个事工。
And I'll speak a little bit more on that in just a bit.
回头我会再介绍这样的一个事工。
But the last thing to point out before we talk about enhancing our abilities is that this story reminds us that we are going to have to give an account.
最后这个故事，我想我们就得到的优先就是我们要在这个地上，我们要为自己的事情负责。
We're going to have to give an account of how we have extended the kingdom of heaven to earth when Jesus returns from his journey.
当耶稣从他的旅程回来的时候，我们要向他负责。交代天国在地上我们做了什么。
And our lives are very short.
我们的生命都是非常短。
We don't have that many days to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我们没有那么多时间去在地上扩展他的国。
So can we be the soil that produces a really good crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times?
我们是不是可以成为那长30倍、60倍、100倍的土壤？
And it gets us to our first question for this morning.
所以我们现在就在谈一下今天早上的第一个问题。
My question for each of you is, how are you extending the kingdom of heaven to earth?
我问你们问题是你们当中每一个人怎么做到把天国扩展在地上。
And is today the day that perhaps you need to reprioritize some things in life?
可能是不是今天就是你要把你自己生命的优先次序要调整一下。
Do you need to reprioritize so that you'll be more effective at extending the kingdom of heaven into your home?
是不是要调整一下你自己在你可以在你的家中能够把天国延伸出去最好的。
Maybe to your workplace, maybe to your neighborhood, maybe to this church.
可能是在工作地方，可能是在你的邻居，可能是在这个教会。
Perhaps God is even calling you to extend the kingdom of heaven to some other part of the world.
或者是上帝呼召你到世界各地去。
Please don't allow the sun to set.And remember, it sets earlier these days.
不要等到太阳落山，像现在太阳很早就落山了。
Before you look at your life and ask yourself and ask God, Lord, do I need to reprioritize some things in my life?
现在就问上帝，在我的生命当中，我怎么样调整我的优先？
I want to focus our time this morning on some guidelines to enhance our ability to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
今天早上我要谈一谈我们有一些基本的规则，我们怎么能够增强我们扩展神的国度的能力。
How do we become the servant, the first servant that got the five bags of gold to start with?
我们怎么样能够成为这个故事当中的第一个仆人？
So in the interest of five, I have our five M&Ms.
我有五点要讲，那我现在就有五个巧克力豆给大家。
This is, I'm guessing that this is the first time the M&Ms have made a debut at CBCGB.
是很有可能这些巧克力豆是第一次在 CBCGB 出现。
But there are five words that begin with M that will enhance your ability to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我指的是五个字这个五个字里面开始的那个字母都是 M.
The first M is missional.
第一个 M 就是使命。
You need to be on a mission in your life.
你的生命当中应该有一条使命。
Do you have a mission statement for your life?
对，你在生命当中有没有使命宣言？
If you do, what is it?
假如有的话是什么？
Does it have anything to do with extending the kingdom of heaven to earth?
这和扩展天国有任何关系吗？
I would encourage you to adopt a personal mission statement that will help you set your priorities in your life.
我鼓励各位有个人的使命宣言，能够帮助你重新调整你人生的优先。
Maybe that's what you need to do this afternoon.
可能这个下午你去要做这件事情。
Maybe if you haven't done it already, set some time aside and say, Lord, I want to develop my personal mission statement for my life.
如果你还没有做的话，你就要向上帝祷告说，主啊，我现在要找出一个我生命个人的使命。
And I want to make sure that my mission statement aligns with Jesus' vision to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
我的使命宣言要和耶稣的在地如在天的天国的使命要相同的。
Maybe some of you need to go on a missions trip to expand even your worldview, to see the world a little closer to the way God sees it.
可能你们当中有一些人要去参加宣教，能够看到上帝在世界各地所做的工。
It would allow you to step out of your own world that sometimes limits your view of God and see the world the way God sees it.
这可能让你就可以从你自己个人的局限当中走出来，看到上帝在世界上所做的工，让你和上帝的世界观能够有认同。
And it would allow you to align your mission more closely with God's mission.
可以帮助你把你自己的个人的使命和上帝的使命能够调整起来。
Maybe you need to form your personal board of directors.
可能你需要你个人的董事会。
This is a group of people who are like-minded followers of Jesus.
这就是一群跟随耶稣基督门徒的，他有共同意向的弟兄姐妹。
And just like a board of directors of a company does, these people will make sure you stay true to your mission.
就像一个公司的董事会成员一样，他们能够帮助你一直走在上帝的使命当中。
And they will encourage you to be radical in your commitment to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth.
他们会鼓励你能够真的是努力的在走在上帝的旨意当中。
So the first M is be missional.
所以第一个 M 是使命感。
The second.
第二个,
is you will enhance your ability to extend the kingdom if you become more merciful.
你会增长天国概念的能力是要变成好怜悯的人。
How many times do you think about heaven?
有多少时间你在想到天堂呢？
You should think about it a lot.
你要经常想一想。
If you're going to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth, you should know what the kingdom of heaven is.
你要想扩展在天国在地上，你就知道天国是什么样子。
And one of the things that probably comes to your mind, it definitely comes to my mind, is heaven is a place of extreme mercy.
你可能想到，我当然也是想到了，天国肯定是一个有很多怜悯的地方。
God is very merciful, and I rejoice in that because I need his mercy.
上帝是一个怜悯的上帝，我很高兴上帝是一个怜悯的上帝。
So if we're supposed to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth, then we better start extending that heavenly mercy here on earth.
所以我们要扩展神国在地上的话，我们自己要变成好怜悯的人。
And there are many, many who need God's mercy.
事实上很多人都需要上帝的怜悯。
Many are to the ends of the earth. Some may be in your own family.
很多人在世界的地极，但也不少人在你的身边。
Those people are going to be much quicker to accept God's love for them if they experience His mercy through you.
他们假如能够从你那里感到上帝的怜悯的话，他们会更容易接受上帝。
So my encouragement to you this morning is be missional and be merciful.
所以我鼓励各位要需要有使命感，也是好怜悯。
You will start to become closer to that first servant if you can be missional and merciful.
这样的话，你就很靠近第一位仆人了。
Third, you will enhance your ability to extend the kingdom if you factor in the material.
第三个 M 是物质层面。
Remember our key numbers.
记不记得我们当时说的那个数字？
300, a conservative estimate on the number of verses where God really expresses his concern for the poor.
300, 即是最保守的估计，圣经当中上帝提了300次他关心贫苦的人。
40, the percentage of the people in our world living on $2 or less a day.
40, 全球有 40% 的人每天的生活的水平只有2美金。
So again, God is very concerned, and there are very many of them to be concerned about.
想想看，上帝非常关心那些人，很多人需要上帝的关心。
But I have good news for you this morning.
但是我有好消息。
There's a third key number.
还有一个第三数字。
And the third number is 100.
这个数字就是100。
You see, 100 represents a very typical microloan that can put an extremely poor family on the path to experiencing the sufficiency and dignity that is associated with the kingdom of heaven on earth.
100美金，一般来说，我们所在小额贷款当中，100美金是企鹅，这样的话就可以让一个家庭能够有生活上的富足和他们自己的可以得到人的尊严。
And if you can take that $100 initial microloan and complement it with business training, with spiritual encouragement, and give them a staff of Christian microfinance providers, you're going to see even those 40% experiencing more of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
就从100块钱开始，他们有很好的培训，他们有一个很好的属灵的教育，给他们一些很好的基督徒的同工，他们这100块钱可以在他们即使在40%非常贫穷的地方，他们也能够感到神的温暖。
So this is what God has called us to do at Peer Servants.
这就是上帝呼召我们平等仆人这个组织要做的事情。
I'm not going to speak a lot about Peer Servants this morning, but if you want to learn more, go to the workshop after this service on what is Christian microfinance.
我不会把今天不会介绍很多我们的组织，但是我们回头有一个讲座，希望大家来参加。
But I do want to tell you the story of 3 micro entrepreneurs.
那但是我今天要举三个例子，就是在我们这个里在这个组织里边的三个创业者。
These are just 3 of the over 200,000 micro entrepreneurs who are currently being blessed through a partner network we have around the world.
他们是我们在全球合作伙伴组织当中。
These 200,000 micro entrepreneurs and their families and the communities are experiencing more of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
这二十万家庭在他们的社区当中和他们周围的人都在经历着上帝的国在地上。
The first person I want to introduce you to is Emily. She lives in the Philippines.
第一位是 Emily, 是住在菲律宾。
Emily was widowed at a very young age, still a teenager.
她在青少年的时候就已经守寡了。
But she had learned as a child how to sew.
她在很小的时候就学会怎么缝纫。
So she took a $100 loan from our partner in the Philippines to start this business, making pillowcases and curtains.
所以她从我们合作伙伴那里一开始就借了100块钱，开始就做一个缝纫床单和窗帘的生意。
And Emily paid that loan back, and she qualified for a larger loan, and a larger loan, and a larger loan, so that she could build this business.
她把这一开始100块钱还了以后，然后就开始借更多的贷款，然后还更多的贷款，然后她现在有一个很好的产业。
Today, Emily's business, her pillow and curtain manufacturing business, employs 20 people.And she has 20 wholesalers that she distributes her products through.
那她现在的企业，她有20个员工，而且她有20个批发商，她可以把这些窗帘和床单可以卖出去，枕头套卖出去。
Even though she's a widow, she can now not only take care of her children, but many of her other family members' children as well.
她虽然是一位寡妇，但是她现在可以提供她自己的孩子和她亲属的孩子。
And as she attended the weekly Bible study that our Filipino partner hosts, she came to the understanding that she had a king who was mindful of her, and she decided to follow Jesus.
她也参加每周的查经班，我们当时在那边的合作伙伴的查经班，她意识到她需要有一位王，就是耶稣。
So Emily is an example of a person who is experiencing the kingdom and extending the kingdom to others.
她就是那位经历神的国，也拓展神的国的例子。
I also want you to meet Claudia in Guatemala.
这一位是在瓜地马拉的 Claudia.
Claudia lives in the garbage dump community.
她住在一个就是充满垃圾的一个社区。
And she wanted to do something to provide for this beautiful family.
她要给她自己的家庭提供一个很好的去处。
So she too took an initial loan of around $100 and started a jewelry making business.
她一开始也是借了100块钱来做制造首饰。
Again, through a series of micro loans that got larger as she repaid and as her business grew, she was able to grow that business.
她也是慢慢越来越大的借了。
Now she can not only educate these 3 beautiful children, but take care of her ailing father.
她现在可以把她三个孩子送去上学，而且她可以帮助她的父亲生活所需。
And she's working hard to be able to take her family out of that garbage dump community.
现在她辛勤的工作，要把她的家庭从这个垃圾堆的这个社区里边能够迁出去。
She wants her children to be able to experience and extend the kingdom of heaven more than she's had in her life.
她也要她的孩子可以经历和拓展神的国，比她自己的经历要更好。
Finally, I want you to meet Joshua.
最后我们要介绍的是 Joshua 这一位。
Joshua lives in northern Uganda and he's disabled.
他住在乌干达的北部，他自己有残障。
Despite his disability, he decided to start a loan and got $100 to do an event planning business.
他虽然身体有残障，但是他决定去借了100块钱的贷款，开始他的活动策划的这个生意。
So you see, if one of you was having your wedding in northern Uganda, you would probably go to Joshua, because you would need to rent a lot of chairs and have a good tent.
假如你是住在乌干达北部的话，你要结婚要进行一个婚礼的话，你去找他，因为他会帮你准备很多的椅子和帐篷。
And again, through a series of larger and larger microloans, Joshua has been able to build that event planning business.
慢慢的，他就也是贷款越来越大额，然后他有自己的这个活动策划的这个生意。
Through that, Joshua has been able to create jobs for other people with disabilities.
而且他给别人提供了创业就业的机会。
His father died when he was very young, and he had to provide for his family, so he never got to get an education.
他的父亲在他很小的时候就过世了，所以他担负起抚养全家的重担，所以他自己没有受过教育。
But now his business is enabling him to educate his children and even his distant family members.
他现在的生意可以让他的孩子有很好的教育，也让他的亲属的孩子有受到教育。
In fact, Joshua loved these microfinance services he was getting so much, he decided to go become a loan officer with our Ugandan microfinance partner as well.
他非常喜欢这种小额贷款的业务，他现在已经变成我们在乌干达合作伙伴的一位信贷员。
Through that program, he had had the kingdom of heaven extended to him, and he wanted to be on the front lines of extending the kingdom of heaven to others.
这样的项目让他成为扩展神的国的使者，他要站在这个扩展神的国的最前沿。
So the kingdom of heaven has a material component to it. We know that we won't lack in heaven, and if we're going to extend that kingdom of heaven here, people should not lack here as well.
所以我们知道天国有物质的层面，因为在天国我们有物质上的需求，所以我们把这样物质上的丰富要在地上扩展。
And Christian microfinance offers us a very, very effective tool to extend the kingdom to those 40%.Who are somehow living on $2 or less a day.
所以基督教小额贷款的机构就是要帮助我们把天国在地上用很小的面额的贷款能够把天国扩展到出去。
And Christian microfinance provides not only a material means, but a social and spiritual means of extending the kingdom as well.
这样的小额贷款的项目也让我们看到在属灵层界和在社交的层界我们也把天国扩展出去。
So we've added our third M&M.
所以这是我们的第三个 M.
Missional,
使命感
Merciful,
好怜悯
Material,
物质
Our fourth M&M is mutual.
第四个 M 是互惠
You see, you will enhance your ability to extend the kingdom. You will be more likely to be that first servant if you approach your mission as mutual.
假如我们去看我们的使命作为从一个互惠的角度讲的话，我们就可能是会更增长我们扩展神的国的能力。
You know, God has a surprise for us as we join him in this mission of extending the kingdom of heaven to earth.
当我们和上帝同工的时候，他会给我们一个惊喜。
And the surprise is this, the very people you think God is sending you to may be the very people God is preparing to send to you.
这个惊喜就是当你去帮助上帝要你帮助人的时候，他也许是让你被你帮助人来帮助你。
Now in peer servants, we've had hundreds of volunteers who get involved with us and working with our microfinance partners and the clients that they serve.
我们平等仆人有几百个志愿者，他们和全世界的我们的合作伙伴一起同工。
And when they go to give.
当他们去的时候，他们去付出。
But guess what they find out?
他们实际上得到的是什么?
As they go to give, they come back and say, we received much more than we gave.
当他们回来的时候,他说我们虽然是去给,但是我们收到的更多。
So one of the ways to enhance your ability to extend the kingdom, especially if you're working among the materially poor, is approach it with a perspective where you are quick to not only give, but receive.
假如要我们要增长我们的能力，特别是我们和生活上非常平凡、物质上平凡的人在一起同工的时候，你会发现我们是去给予，而且也要准备要接受。
You see, if you step into someone's presence and you think they only have something to receive from you, you will actually leave that person more impoverished than better off.
假如你是只是去让他只能是接受没有其他的话，你只能让这个人更贫穷。
If you step into their presence and you say, "What has God given you for me?" you will empower that person with your presence.
但是你去跟他们讲的时候，你说上帝把什么要给我的给你的话，他会更有能力。
Now I know Jesus said it's better to give than receive.
耶稣当然是说过施比受更有福。
But someday I'm going to ask Jesus. Jesus, is there times when it's better to receive than give?
但有时候我有一天我会问耶稣，有的时候是不是受比施更有福？
Don't miss out on what God has given to the people that He's calling you to bless you.
不要忘记上帝让你去呼召你去帮助别人的时候，给别人的时候，他也让那些人给你。
And finally, our fifth M.
我们最后的一个 M.
Enhancing your ability to extend the kingdom is very meaningful.
去扩展神的国是非常有意义的。
It will allow you to become like the first servant.
让你更像第一位仆人。
Not the third.
不是让第三位仆人。
But it will take intentionality on your part. It will take a willingness to work hard to enhance your ability to extend the kingdom.
但是你自己必须要去主动，要去要好很好努力的去工作才有意义。
So remember these five M&Ms if you want to enhance your ability to effectively extend the kingdom.
所以要记住这五个巧克力豆。
Make your life missional.
要有使命感。
Become more merciful.
要好明好怜悯。
Factor in the material.
要有物质上的层面。
Approach the mission as mutual.
要有互惠的原则。
And pursue it to have a meaningful life.
要有意义的生活。
Well, I know some of you again are sitting there saying, "What about my gift?"
很多人可能是在想说，我今天的礼物在哪里呢？
So I have a gift for you this morning.
我今天早上我给你有一个礼物。
We're going to add a gift to the mustard seed and the fine pearl.
我们已经有芥菜种，我们也已经有了珍珠。
The gift I want to give all of you this morning is a baton.
今天早上我给各位的礼物是接力棒。
You see, the baton is a reminder that we are all called to extend the kingdom to others.
这个接力棒要提醒我们，我们都是受到神的呼召，要把使命要交给下一位。
And it also reminds us that we're not in this race alone.
也提醒我们，我们在这一场比赛当中，我们不是孤单的奋战。
Who wins the relay race? It's the team generally that passes the baton well and then receives it well.
在一个接力赛当中赢的那个队是能够很好的接棒交棒的那个队。
Make sure you receive the baton well of the kingdom and you pass it on to others. You extend it to others.
我们要学会很好的接这一个棒，然后也要很好的把这一棒交出去。
If you do that, you will be able to experience more of the kingdom of heaven on earth and you will be able to extend more of the kingdom of heaven to others.
如果您这样做的话，你就更好的去经历神的国，也是更好去扩展神的国。
Well, our time together has come to an end.
但我们时间都用完了。
I want to thank you all for how you have extended the kingdom of heaven to my wife and me in our time together.
谢谢各位我们在这段时间里面，各位把神的国扩展到我和我太太身上。
I want to particularly thank Yang Sheng and the committee for taking such good care of us this weekend.
谢谢杨生弟兄和社关宣教年会的各位弟兄姐妹。
You know, this sport coat was a little looser before I ate all those dumplings last night.
我的上衣原来觉得还很合身，现在不太合身，因为吃了太多的饺子。
I used to be able to button this button, but I can't anymore, so I'm leaving it open.
以前纽扣可以扣上，现在扣不上了。
But I hope this weekend is allowing all of us to commit anew to embracing this kingdom of heaven on earth.
我的期待是我们个人重新立志要经历扩展神的国。
My prayer is that all of you will go away from here experiencing more of the kingdom of heaven on earth.
我的祷告就是让各位离开这里的时候能更多的经历神的国。
And that you will enhance your ability to extend the kingdom as well.
你会更增长去扩展神的国的能力。
If we do that, Jesus' inspiring vision is going to become reality.
我们这样做的话，那耶稣令人鼓舞的他的意象就会变成一个实际。
And we will see the kingdom of heaven on earth, just like it is in heaven.
我们可以真正的看到天国在地上，真是如同在天。
Let us pray to that end.
让我们来祷告。
Father, your Son has taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
天父，你的儿子耶稣教导我们怎么祷告，你的天国在地上，就像在天上一样。
And Father, he taught us not only to pray that, but to live it out in our lives.
天父，他教我们不是只是这样的祷告，而是在我们的生命当中要活出来。
Father, I pray that this day will be a turning point in many of our lives as we reprioritize what the important things are in life to align with your vision for the kingdom.
天父，就让这一天成为我们很多人当中的转捩点，让他们再重新的思想我们的优先顺序，把扩展你的国成为我们第一优先。
Thank you for how you've used CBCGB to experience and extend your kingdom.
谢谢你使用 CBCGB 来经历和拓展神的国。
But Father, our sense is that the church can do so much more to extend your kingdom.
天父，我们也知道这个教会可以做更多更多来扩展你的国。
And Father, you've heard the cries of your people around the world who are yearning to experience the material, social, and spiritual aspects of your kingdom.
天父，你听到你的子民在全世界各地，他们在物质上，在属灵境界上，他们在人际关系上都需要你的国。
Raise up this church and the individuals in it to be like that first servant.
兴起这个教会和这个教会的弟兄姐妹，成为那故事里的第一位仆人。
And Lord, bless them.
来祝福他们。
Keep them.
来保护他们。
Enable them to walk closely with Jesus.
让他们和耶稣一起同工。
So that together we can see your kingdom come.
这样的话，我们一起就看到你的天国降临。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在地上，正如在天。
For we have prayed this in the very precious and majestic name of our King, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉我们的主耶稣宝贵的、很尊严的，在地上的、在天上的王，他的真名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
上帝祝福各位。